Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Can you believe I've produced 13 episodes already? It's amazing to know that I was able to start something completely out of my comfort zone. Yes, I'm a chatty girl. Yes, I like to talk and have good conversation. But having a podcast was kind of daunting. It was kind of scary. I didn't know if I was going to get an audience. I didn't know who would listen to me. I didn't know if you'd like my voice. It was really scary. So I wanted to take this time to thank you all for the love and support you've shown me and my podcast. It's been so much fun creating the shows and speaking directly to you. So getting back to the current episode, it'll be a bit shorter, but full of love and appreciation. Today's show is essentially checking in with you. So fam, how are you doing? How are you really doing? How are you coping with everything? Okay, I'll give you a moment to vent. 2020 has been a trip. We are all collectively dealing with the pandemic, racial inequality, police violence, senseless killings, job loss, working from home, economic downturn, political failures, natural disaster, loss of icons, canceled trips, postponed graduations, and quarantining from family, friends, and loved ones. I gotta be real, y'all. It has taken a huge toll on me. It's had such a bad effect on me. I felt sad, depressed. I didn't feel like doing much. I didn't write as much. I didn't work on my podcasts. They were released on a monthly basis rather than every 2 weeks. I felt like a zombie. A few friends reached out to me because they didn't hear from me. They didn't see me present online. They didn't get phone calls from me, nor did they get texts. So for those friends that reached out, thank you so much. I'm eternally grateful. Hashtag blessed with good friends. I don't know about you, but I honestly still haven't gotten used to the new normal. But I had to accept it. There are things that we got to do to stay safe, like wearing a mask, washing our hands, sanitizing, cleaning, keeping your distance from others, and pretty much staying at home. Before I go any further, I want to mention something. I have no clue what why some people have an issue with wearing a mask. Not sure why it's become a political statement or a violation of rights. It's a public health issue. It's to keep you and everyone else safe. So wear a mask. I just had to add that in. For me, the past 7 months have been slightly weird. I stopped working in mid-January. I'm not too sure if you remember, but I did lose my job in mid-January. So I wasn't leaving my house on a regular basis. But at that time, I wanted to start volunteering. I wanted to gain different skills. I wanted to meet new people. I wanted to network. But that was shut down quickly. The one thing I truly miss about being in quarantine and living in the age of COVID is that I miss meeting up with my friends for dinner and drinks. I don't go to a lot. You know, I'm not much of a homebody, but I don't go out that much. But when I do, I have a lot of fun. I miss checking out new restaurants with my friends, exploring new ones, having drinks. I did mention having drinks, didn't I? Yes. I do miss just, you know, the camaraderie, just being with your friends and having a good time, having those silly little conversations. I really do miss that. True, you can do that through Zoom, but it's a little different. I kind of miss the human connection. The last time I actually went out with my friends was March 6th. So I basically had to be content in staying home and limiting my time around others. Actually, I should ask you, when was the last time you went out? When was the last time that you saw your friends? Because I haven't left my house, I've started cooking. I've shared tons of pics online of the foods I've been making, like my cornbread, the chicken and waffles, lasagna. Yes, I've been eating very well during the pandemic. I gotta counter that with trying to be active and eating healthy when I'm not eating really poorly. But yes, I've definitely embraced my Martha Stewart during the pandemic. So I'm so curious about your lockdown experience. What's one thing that brings you joy and brings you energy during this time? What are you grateful for? Like, I mean, some people have come out of this pandemic with revelations or epiphanies, thinking new things, like thinking about what makes them happy, the little things that make them happy. So what has changed with you? For me, one of the things I realize about myself is that I like, as much as I like being around my friends, I do like alone time. I really don't go on the phone as much, even though I do love my friends, I don't go on the phone as much. I don't really enjoy it. I rather, having conversations in person. Actually, I have embraced Zoom calls, so they're not too bad. That's basically one thing I've learned about myself is that, and also just kind of like appreciating life and your loved ones. During COVID, we've seen a lot, we've lost a lot of people. Like, there's been a lot of deaths and sickness. So you do really treasure the time on earth that you're around your loved ones. So let me know what brings you joy. What have you learned about yourself? Please feel free to email me and let me know. You can share your experience with me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. I want to thank you for listening to my short check-in episode. I wish that you're all mentally and physically doing well. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to the Words with Michelle, the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. You can also listen to the shows on my blog at wordswithmichelle.com. Don't forget to show me some love and write a review of the show. If you have any questions or would like to provide a comment or feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on my show, you can also email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. So again, thanks for listening to the show. Until next time, bye.